Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for lending an ear to the voice of the times for Wednesday, April 24, 2024. For today's editorial, bad energy policy, the root cause of power shortages. On four successive days last week, Luzon and the Visayas were subjected to red and yellow alerts due to insufficient electricity supply, which resulted in some areas being subject to manual load dropping or temporary disconnection to protect the transmission system. The situation has stabilized, for now, but will not improve substantially until the government and the energy sector work together to correct the fundamentally flawed energy policy framework that is ultimately responsible for these recurring crises. In the wake of the power shortages, President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. called upon the Department of Energy, DOE, and the Energy Regulatory Commission, ERC, to closely monitor the energy system to ensure adequate supply. Several senators, adding to a conversation that was not missing them in the first place, made similar comments. A few lawmakers also took advantage of the opportunity to chide the National Grid Corporation of the Philippines, NGCP, a favorite target of uninformed legislative angst, for not ensuring that sufficient power reserves were available, as if there was anything NGCP could do about that under the circumstances. As has been pointed out many times in the past, NGCP can only distribute power if it is being generated in the first place. It was not last week, or at least not enough of it, and what is worse, most of the shortfall in generation was unexpected. Last week, there was a massive number of unplanned outages. In Luzon, 19 power plants either shut down entirely or were operating at reduced capacity, of which only 6 were planned and accounted for. In the Visayas, none of the 17 power plants that went offline or were running at derated capacities were planned. The situation may become worse in the coming weeks. On April 17, mainly due to the intense heat wave being experienced, peak electricity demand reached 13,222 megawatts, MW, the highest of the year to that point, while peak capacity available that day was just 13,607 megawatts, the exceedingly thin surplus margin, not enough for proper reserve management, was only because one of the previously offline plants in Luzon and two in the Visayas were able to restart. On April 22, peak demand reached a new high at 13,400 megawatts. Alerts were avoided because just enough capacity was available to the grid, largely thanks to the quick restart of one of the larger plants that had been offline, Aboitiz Power's Pagbalao Units 1 and 2, which produced 760 megawatts, but only just enough. With peak demand projected to reach 13,900 by the third week of May, no amount of juggling of the supply may be enough to prevent shortages, and if there is another plant or number of plants that suffer outages, a serious power crisis is virtually certain. The fundamental reason for these recurring crises is that the government's energy policy and planning give short shrift to generation development. Unfortunately, the privatization and deregulation of the generation sector under the Electric Power Industry Reform Act of 2001, EPIRA, makes this unavoidable. The government can go ahead and plan generation, but the actual implementation is subject to commercial appetite. So, two things have happened as a result. First, energy policy with respect to the integrated development of the energy sector, otherwise known as resource allocation planning, has suffered. Providing an adequate and reliable electricity system may sometimes require a generation to built-in locations and under circumstances where it might not be profitable, but under the current system, that is impossible. Second, even though on paper the country has enough generation capacity, these recurring shortages or near shortages reveal that it is not sufficiently diversified and, frankly, generally not well maintained or up to date. Data from the Philippine Electricity Market Corporation, PMC, show that 51% of the country's electricity is generated by plants more than 20 years old. A dozen power plants in operation are more than 50 years old. Older plants can operate productively but require increasing maintenance as they age. That, unfortunately, adds to costs and cuts into margins, and so it is not done to the extent it should be. For all the good APIRA has done to improve the Philippines' energy sector from its dire state a couple of decades ago, the latest crisis is yet another piece of evidence that the framework may very well have outlived its usefulness and should be seriously re-examined.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.